a special, special guest. This is all about pay, isn't it?
It is, Brad. Huh? Attorney Dan Schwartz joining us in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair. And Attorney Schwartz is an award-winning author who writes the CT Employment Law blog and is a partner at Shipman and Goodwin LLP. And we're going to be talking about this Supreme Court ruling in Connecticut, which could have a major effect on the pizza delivery business. Dan, welcome to Brad and Dan.
Hey, good morning, Brad and Dan. Nice to be with you.
Go ahead, Brad.
No, I was just thinking, you know something? I was laughing when I first read this about the pizza. Now, from what I understand, is that somebody who is delivering pizza, they get tips, of course, and the owners wanted to dock them as far as their regular pay because they get the tips, and that's not going to happen. Is that true?
Yeah, that's fairly accurate. You know, restaurants in Connecticut, as they are, you know, across the country, are allowed to pay their servers, their waiters and waitresses, less than minimum wage, as long as people get it made up in tips. So two Domino's pizza franchises in Connecticut said, hey, you know, pizza delivery people aren't so different from waiters and waitresses. They're delivering food, whether it's to a table or someone's house. Can't we use the same thing? And the Connecticut Supreme Court said, not so much. It really isn't the same thing.
So now, I mean, we know that pizza delivery drivers make up the bulk of the business, but I have a Chinese restaurant that delivers food, so I'm guessing it would affect them too, this decision.
Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't discriminate on the basis of food. You know, you can, I think it would be all of your food delivery people. And I think it's part of Connecticut's, philosophy, which is they really want to see employees make minimum wage, and the exceptions to that get to be pretty narrow. So in this case, unless you're really delivering food to someone's table, they've said it's not you're not able to take advantage of this tip credit.
Now, could this eventually spill over into the rest of the restaurant industry?
Well, so it's interesting because Connecticut's law on this isn't well defined. So the Department of Labor came out with regulations that said, you know, we think that only people who deliver food to tables, you know, again, your typical waiters and waitresses should be able to take advantage of this tip credit. And otherwise, you're out of luck. I think where what's helpful now is this sort of narrows the field. I think employers were sort of wondering for things that are around the edges, like a pizza delivery driver that kind of looks a little bit like a waiter. Can we take advantage of it? And the Connecticut Supreme Court said, no, we're gonna defer to the Department of Labor. We think their rules are good enough for what we need to do.
So it is not really going to override a lot of things. So it's not going to be a huge increase in what we have to spend because of this law.
I don't think so. You know, you think about lots of the people we have in the state who serve us food, whether it's at the coffee shops or, you know, counters of fast food places. All of those people still needed to be paid minimum wage. I think had the court extended the tip credit to pizza delivery drivers, you would have had a lot of people at coffee shops and other places say, well, you know, pizza delivery people don't have to be paid minimum wage. What about everyone else? So I think it sort of stopped that in its tracks. And you know, I think for those who are delivering food, it's going to be sufficient, and they're going to get essentially about $2 more an hour as a result.
What about the federal level? Anything being done on the federal level to address this?
So what's interesting at the federal level is we were expecting a bunch of changes at the end of last year to the overtime rules that the Obama administration had rolled out, but right before they were going to be implemented, we had a courts who put a stop to it. And then with the new Trump administration, they've indicated they're not going to be enforcing some of these rules. So, you know, I'm not expecting any big changes in the next couple of years. I think things are going to move pretty slowly on the federal level. I think people who are interested in it should pay attention at the state level, where I think the action will certainly be.
Attorney Daniel Schwartz, employment law attorney, and thank you so much, Dan, for bringing us up to date on this. And so I guess we're gonna make out all right.
Yeah, no, I think so. Thanks very much for having me. I think anyone who's interested in the topic, there's lots of good reading material, so no need to shy off.
Thanks, Dan.